At the U.S. Southern District Court in Manhattan today, the American Civil Liberties Union was in pre-trial and pre-motion conference with the Justice Department over a lawsuit, ACLU v. Clapper. The lawsuit challenges the constitutionality of the National Security Agency's mass collection of the phone records of tens of millions of Americans. The pre-trial conference is the first time the government will address the NSA surveillance program in court. The ACLU staff attorney for the lawsuit is Alex Abdo.
Our lawsuit challenges the program of the NSA under which it collects the phone records of literally every American on an ongoing and daily basis. That program has been going on, we now know, for the last 7 years, and it's been repeatedly authorized by secret court rulings every 90 days. And it's an unprecedented intrusion into the rights of privacy of millions of innocent Americans, because it's not a program that's targeted at suspected terrorists or even everyday criminals. It's a program that picks up information about everyone's phone calls in the country, including the millions of innocent Americans who have absolutely nothing to do with terrorism or criminal activity.
The domestic spying program, according to the government, is purportedly justified by the Patriot Act's Section 215. But Abdu said even the Patriot Act's own author has been speaking out about the government's overreach and secret interpretations of the Act.
The government claims that a particularly narrow provision of the Patriot Act gives it this sweeping authority to cast a dragnet over the phone calls of virtually every American. And we think its interpretation of the Patriot Act is simply wrong. And even the author of the Patriot Act, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, has been very vocal over the last few weeks, making clear that when he drafted the provision that the government is relying on, he never dreamed that they would use it in the way they've been using it. And we know now from a number of other representatives and senators who also signed on to the Patriot Act that no one ever intended the government to engage in this kind of bulk and suspicionless tracking of American phone records. Nobody doubts the government's authority and obligation to monitor and track suspected terrorists and others who would do the country harm. But nobody imagined that the NSA was getting the authority to track even innocent Americans, particularly millions at a time.
The lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and New York Civil Liberties Union after The Guardian published a report indicating the NSA was amassing call details on millions of Americans under the Patriot Act. This metadata is information about whom we call, when, and for how long. The complaint charges that the NSA's collection of these records violates the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, and the terms of the Patriot Act itself. Abdu says this broad sweep has implications of the work of his own organization.
Part of our daily job, we talk, we engage in a lot of sensitive communications. We talk with whistleblowers, prospective whistleblowers, with clients, with legislators, and we fear that those types of individuals, particularly whistleblowers, or those who are thinking about exposing government misconduct and wrongdoing, that they will hesitate to call us, given that they now know that every time they do, the government and the NSA in particular is keeping a record of the call. And that threatens a type of harm that we, the ACLU, and the millions of other affected Americans shouldn't have to bear. We should be free in our associations and our affiliations unless the government has suspicion of wrongdoing. But we shouldn't be indiscriminately tracked. That's a type of pervasive surveillance that's reminiscent, of a scene out of 1984, not the open democracy that we have in this country.
Lawyers will file briefs with the court by August the 26th and expect to hear whether the case goes to trial on November the 1st. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.